These are busy days in the city that calls itself the Halloween capital of the world. Salem, Massachusetts, home of the infamous witch trials of 1692, has built a whole identity and industry around witches and Halloween. But some local residents are now trying to change Salem's image to attract a different kind of crowd. And as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, that's brewing up a bit of controversy.
'Tis the season in the so-called City of Witches for all things psychic, spellbound, and spooky.
Elizabeth was sporadically taken over by a spirit and thrust into a demonic rage.
Tourists brave their way through one of Salem's many haunted houses. It's a must-stop on the tour bus circuit, as are Salem's countless witch museums, witch villages, and witch shops that sell everything from witches' wands to Ouija boards. Most cities can only dream of a national reputation that would draw this kind of business, so why would Salem want to tinker with it? Dick Pabick, who owns the Salem Inn, says the problem is next week and the week after.
By November 15th, you know, you can hear the ghosts clanging around in the guest rooms.
Pabick is one of many hoping to rebrand Salem into something with more year-round appeal. They're hoping to sell the city's newly transformed Peabody Essex Museum, along with Salem's quaint New England architecture and its rich maritime history, to a more upscale and educated traveler. Susan Babine from the Hawthorne Hotel says Salem cannot survive on witch kitsch alone.
Do I think that there have been a schlocky? Absolutely. I want quality, honestly. Do I not want streets and streets lined with schlock? No, absolutely not. It does a disservice to this city, absolutely.
But the effort to remake Salem's image has upset some who fear that Salem will forsake its witch identity.
They want the cash, but they don't want the flash.
Christian Day is one of many who practice witchcraft in Salem.
Many people think the modern witches are evil, so they don't want to promote that. They would really rather Salem be a sleepy, artsy bedroom community with beautiful paintings and galleries and nice restaurants and nothing hokey or Halloweeny or witchy. And those are the things we love, are Halloweeny, hokey, and witchy.
For its part, Destination Salem, the group driving the city's rebranding, insists it's not trying to whitewash Salem's witch identity. Director Carol Thistle says she's only trying to expand it.
We just want people to realize that there's other things here for them to do.
Indeed, Mark Minnelli, whose firm is designing the new campaign, says all the new ads for Salem will be headlined with a reference to witches, even though they're really selling something different.
So if we have sacred rituals, what you see is a picture of women shopping, raising spirits is having a drink with friends, Wicked Brew is a great cup of coffee.
Minnelli says Salem's future depends on getting more people to move to the city, not just visit, and that means Salem has to be more than just a kind of witch theme park. But Sean Poirier, high priest of Salem's witches, disagrees.
People do want to live at Disney World. Would you want to live in Disney or the Bronx? I think they're looking for whimsy, they're looking for magic, and that's what Salem has to offer.
Coming out of the haunted house, tourists Tom and Leah Stock from Long Island, New York, are high-end and professional, exactly the kind of people Salem is hoping to attract. But the Stocks say they're here for the old Salem. They want the kitsch, not the culture.
We're not going to see any real museums while we're here, right?
No.
We did that in Newport.
We're not here for culture.
We're here for exactly what we just did, was have a little goof, you know?
Indeed, Salem may have to work some real magic to make people see it as something more than just the witch city. Tovia Smith, NPR News.